Hello and welcome everybody to another episode of our podcast, 1000 Years of Beer. As always, not as always, but mostly recorded here in the museum of the world's oldest brewery in Weihenstephan, here in Freising, Bavaria. And we welcome you, Anton and Matthias, your hosts for this podcast.
Hello everybody out there, and today we cover a topic that is typical for this time of the year. Basically in Bavaria, in the Alpine region, because we're talking about maypoles and the tradition of festivities that go with the maypoles, with setting up the maypoles. And this specific tradition or this specific custom dates back to a couple hundred years, actually, like 800, 900 years. And just to give you a short roundup of history, like how much of history is behind all this, we don't want to bore you to death with dates and everything, but just to give you an idea, because it's not really clear what the exact starting date of this tradition is, but because it goes back to Germanic rites, to setting up trees to, basically honor their gods. And so this is one aspect that people say, well, this might be the starting point of setting up maypoles. The other thing is, people said, around the medieval times, to start into springtime, the agricultural starting point of the year, to set a positive vibe for the season so the harvest is good at the end of the year. And they celebrated that at the beginning of May. So this is another starting point. We don't know. It's not in the history books. There's been a couple of, centuries where it was prohibited by law by the church. But it was a king...
Because they don't want to have that because it was a non-Christian tradition?
Or? Exactly, and okay. Because people would just be... it didn't honor Christianity. So that was kind of like the needle in the eye. Mm-hmm. But it took until 1827 until King Ludwig I actually said, well, it's not that bad, just make it legal again. And we count that as the time when it really became legal and people started to legally celebrate it. There's a couple different starting points, which you could say are the starting points, but there's not that one specific date. So just to give you a short roundup in history, how that worked. But we want to focus in this episode about what are these kind of festivities? What do people do over here? So
because here in Bavaria, especially, or in the Alpine region, like in Austria, it's especially more in the countryside. But there it's pretty popular, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, it's people come together. People celebrate the 1st of May, which is something that, if you go to rural areas outside of the big cities, it's way more celebrated in the rural areas than it is in the cities. Although I have to admit, the students over here, they do a huge May festival, which is a lot of fun, and which is this year the first time since the COVID pandemic. So
yeah, and on the other side, I would say even in Munich, there is a maypole in the city center. And in some different other areas of Munich, and also in the bigger cities, like, I don't know, here in Freising. So, which I don't see in Austria that much. So in Austria, it's really like the small towns and on the countryside. And here in Bavaria, it's more common also maybe in the bigger cities, but there are the events not that kind of celebrated than it would be like on the countryside, where they... sometimes really make big parties out of that to put up the maypole and celebrate that. So the whole town comes together and there's music, there's food, and so they're putting up the pole, which is an event for itself, because those trees are always spruces, big and tall spruces. And so they decorate it. Sometimes they paint it. Sometimes they put plates on it to honor special groups or clubs or whatever. And then they mostly at some popular center places, they pull it up then, and sometimes it's with a crane, but sometimes it's also with just some muscle kind of power.
Yeah, basically with tree logs which are connected. They look like oversized chopsticks.
Yeah, yeah. And but one of those chopsticks must be handled by about 4 to 5 men.
Yeah.
And then you have like 6 to 8 of those. They're connected together, and then you pull it slowly, really inch by inch, this huge tree into a prepared hole in the ground where it can be secured and where it's standing safe. And this can take up to 2-3 hours. So
exactly.
When you pull it up by humans, not with a crane, then it can take long. I was part of such a team who were handling those chopsticks, which they are pretty heavy. And there's one commander who says, okay, left, right, whatever. So so the name is Schwalbe. And then they tell you, like, okay, the second... Okay, let's stick to the word chopstick.
Yeah.
They said, well, okay, the second chopstick on the left, okay, go ahead like 2 or 3 inches. So it's really that little steps.
Step by step, basically.
Because he needs to take care that the tree is always in balance.
Yeah.
And the steeper the tree gets, the more dangerous it gets. So mostly, today there's also a crane there that is with mostly a strong rope is securing the tree so that it cannot get fall down or whatever, or that it's secured for breaking away. But it's not gonna be pulled up by the crane. So that's the thing. The crane is there for security reasons, but the pulling it up, it's what the people do. And local clubs are organizing that. So in different towns, it could be different clubs. Like in my hometown in Austria, it was mostly the firefighters. So
yeah,
the firefighters,
same here, basically. Yeah.
But in other clubs, there is maybe the soccer club or whatever. Or
they are all involved.
They're all involved. But yeah, mostly it's. Those organizations doing that.
And it makes sense that firefighters are the head of the organization basically there, because they know how to handle heavy machinery. If they work with a crane or with these giant chopsticks.
Yeah, and they're mostly also educated in first response when something happens.
that might be good for something like that. Yeah, but yeah, you can imagine this like a big party. So basically, you're standing around.
Yeah, but traditional party.
Exactly. Yeah. Like there's traditional Bavarian music, traditional food, of
and
course,
a parade.
Beer.
So and exactly. In most town, there's also a parade where they put the tree on. Yeah. Carried by a big truck, so then the decorated tree, is then driven with a parade through the town, so that the people can watch the tree, and then it's driven through the town, and there is a marching band playing traditional Bavarian music, and people are dressed up in their costumes and in their tracht, and then they're doing the parade through the town to the place where they're gonna be standing.
Setting it up,
and then the party is. Then they have their food, and then they have their beer, and a lot of beer, and that's why those festivities for us as a brewery are very important, actually.
That's right.
And so the whole celebration begins, and it's mostly starting like before lunch or noon, and then gets the rest of the day, and then there's this celebration for the rest of the day, and live music, beer, and food, and a big tree in the middle of the town.
And that's correct. But the party, or basically the preparation, starts a few days early because
they need to pick the tree in the forest, in the woods. So
exactly, they have to prepare
it. Yeah, like I told you, a spruce. They take them out, and then they prepare it. So the tree bark gets removed from the spruce, just the top of it. So like the top, like
first layer,
But the top of the tree, like the end, this is gonna be there. So there, the still the green leaves or whatever. So like the last meter of the tree is going to be stay intact, and the rest is going to be ripped off the tree, and all the tree bark and everything else gets removed.
It's naked.
It's naked, yeah, especially except of the top. Yeah? Yeah. And then sometimes, like in Austria, the tree stays that way naked. They just do some other decorations. And in Bavaria, they paint it a lot. So they paint the tree in blue and white, so in the country's colors. And then sometimes they also decorate it with plates that are representing the clubs who organize it, or are celebrating the craftsmen that are in the town, like the brewers or the bakers or whatever. And and what I also saw a lot in Bavaria is that they're putting a Bavarian seal on it, yeah. State seal to represent Bavaria. For patriotic reason to do that. So and this decoration, this painting of the tree and everything else takes a few days. So this tree, after it was chopped, needs to be stored at somewhere and needs to be polished up somewhere.
And since everybody's putting so much effort into it, there's another tradition that's been around for a couple of decades, centuries basically, and that's stealing the maypole.
Oh yeah,
which is not a crime.
Which I never done.
Yeah,
I was at.
You were part of a guarding team.
A guarding team, and I was part of a team who set it up.
Yeah.
Manually, yeah. So with our muscle power, and I never was in a team stealing it.
I mean, neither. I was in a scouting team, but I never
stole
it.
You were a scout?
Yeah, I was a scout. I didn't have a lot of success though, but I was in a scouting team, but and in a guarding team.
Sneaky.
Yeah, yeah. So this whole maypole heist, let's call it like that, it has a long tradition because it's. It's not a crime, first of all. It's not.
It's a gentleman's.
Exactly, it's a gentleman's agreement, basically. So there's this tradition that people from maybe the neighbor town, basically,
mostly,
they stay on the lookout for unguarded maypoles,
mm-hmm.
And if you somehow manage to steal such a maypole, which is most of the time, which is probably like between 20 and 30 meters. Long, so it's a huge tree.
Yeah,
it's
it depends really from the location
where they allowed
how to set it up.
That's
because of security reasons, but mostly it's town center, and then they're 20, 25 meters sometimes. Yeah.
So just imagine it's a massive tree, and stealing such a tree is not that easy. And it's only allowed, and that's the thing. It should be all in good fun. So it's only allowed if it's really unguarded and if no one. Notices that you steal it. So if even at least one person's there and the person says no, that tree stays here, then it stays there. It's just that there's no violence involved or anything. It's just that everybody needs to follow the rules. But once you manage to steal a tree like that, well, the other people that the tree was stolen from, they have to get it back by paying basically, mm-hmm. but. Not with money and anything, but with beer, with
beer and food,
basically.
So then there is a party. Yeah. So then they agree on amount of beer and an amount of I don't know chickens or
exactly.
whatever. So like okay, we get 250 liters of beer and sausages and grilled chickens for like 100. People, like
it's
mostly the size of the club.
It's not going to be cheap.
Yeah, mostly for the size of both clubs or both organizations. Yeah.
Because
it's more like a get-together party then. Yeah. So we're going to drink the beer together, we're going to eat the food together, but you're paying for it. And then you're getting your tree back.
Exactly.
That's the nice thing about it. It's like kind of stealing something, but in a gentleman's way.
Yeah.
So... mostly those trees, after they are chopped and while they are prepared, they are stored, I don't know, in a barn or in a place where they can store a tree like that and where can they work on to decorate it.
And
it's not only one night. Mostly it's maybe two, three or four nights.
Yeah.
So the organization who is going to doing this needs to be maybe put together maypole guards for like not just one night, maybe just for two, three, or four nights.
Yeah.
And if you can't make that happen, tree is unguarded. And if the other town club from the neighbor town, which is some kind of rivalry or whatever, they find out where the tree is and that it's maybe unguarded, you sending some scouts,
the tree's
and the team's got it, then you, okay. But when you find out, oh, there's nobody there, the tree is just lying there, well, you need to organize mostly trucks and trailers or whatever that you can get it, because you need to bring it out of the
city limits,
right?
Yeah.
So that's the reason. So when they caught you inside your own city limits, and you need to have to bring it back, right?
And that's the thing. And I mean, it's all in good fun, but there have been clubs that said, well, you stole it, you didn't follow the rules, and there's been discussions about it, and they don't want to, you know, pay for it to get it back. There have been disagreements. It's with everything. But the thing is, if you don't pay for it to get it back, your maypole will be painted black and set up in a public place for everybody to see in their city, so that it's called a shame tree.
A shame tree. Yeah, they paint it completely black.
Yes.
And you know the last branches you left on the top of the tree as a decoration, they also cut it off mostly.
Yeah.
So that the last or the decoration is removed and it's painted black, and then you get it back and then it's like the shame tree, and everybody could see you didn't pay for the payout.
Agree, you don't want to pay. Yeah.
Also, what's very important is by the rules for stealing the tree is that you, if it's already decorated, you must transport it in that way that the decoration or the painting or the plates are not going to be harmed or removed or whatever.
Yes.
So you're not allowed to remove the decoration, so you must handle the tree as it was. And as soon as the decoration is going to be destroyed or whatever, then you're not allowed to get a payout for it anymore.
Yes, that's correct. That's correct. And you have to pay for the damage, basically. Yeah.
So. And you never pay with money, so it's always beer and food.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. It's always in good fun, because even if your tree gets stolen, you get to celebrate together.
Yeah.
And that's the way it should be. And that's the way... you're not allowed to break in, because you said before that some of the people store it in a barn or something. If it's stored in a barn, you're not allowed to break into a barn to steal the tree, because that's a felony.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to do that. If it's just, you know, just lying at the sports ground, for example, and nobody's there, you know, be my guest and take it. But
Like on the parking spot at the football stadium or whatever, football field, the local sports club or whatever, where they have enough space to store it and to decorate it and work on it. But then it's not, you know, not in an open field, open ground, whatever. And then you need guards,
That's right.
And I was 2-time a guard for Maypole, and we had that kind of shifts. You know, I was there from like, you know, sundown until 2 a.m. And then two other guys came, and we stayed there because there was free food and free beer. And the students, you know, you take every opportunity to get free beer and free food. And then we're sitting there, we have a small campfire.
Only as a student, of course.
Yeah, a small campfire, and we had some great food, and we had beers. And then we were sitting there till the morning, and we were drinking beers with you know, late shift, you know. But it was still good fun, and, you know, so did this 2 times. This was pretty cool. And other guy told me once that they were sitting there, they were guarding the tree, and they had like kind of not live music, there was a guy with a guitar at the campfire, you know, like what do you do, you know? They were drinking beer, and then there were people coming, you know, like they actually wanted to check out if the tree is guarded or not. So they were from the other club, and they were like, oh, yeah, okay, you want to steal a tree? Well, it's not happening because we're here. And they were like, we heard that you were storing it here, so we were assuming maybe it's not guarded, but it is. Yeah, okay, but you want some beer? And they got really, really trashed that night, because they just stayed around and were sharing the beer, and they were really, really, really trashed.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing about scouting. Once you find a place where you can stay, if somebody invites you, well, you might not be the best scout, but you have a night of fun. So.
Yeah, and you can connect with other people. Yeah. So, and this is all like a huge community thing, you know. Yeah. It's like the whole town, the whole village is kind of invited then to the festival and is helping to this. And I heard also from this one friend I'm doing the gardening with. He was also studying in Freising. He was from a small town here in Bavaria, and he told me that there was this kind of community of elderly ladies, you know, and they were then baking for all the young men who were organizing that, and then they had cake, and the local brewery, you know, gave some beer for free for the guards and for the guys who pulled it up, and you know, and the money they raised with the Maypole event, they was then giving that to charity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In my hometown, the Maypole is teared down in the end of summer.
Mm-hmm.
And they gonna auction it then. So they have a small party then, you know, for the end of the summer. Mm-hmm. And the Maypole is gonna remove from the city center or from the town center, and they made the auction out of it, where the people can bid for the whole tree.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
And also that money is then for charity work. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, but I know in Bavaria the tree stays for at least a year, right?
Yeah, they stay up a little longer, but I've seen it. I've seen them. Well. Most of them are up for 2 years, but I've seen people tear it down after 1 year. And once it's torn down, I've seen people auction it off for charity.
Mm-hmm.
But it goes both ways. I mean, I've seen them auction off the trees. I've seen them just, you know, get rid of it.
Mm. And mostly those Maypole events, Maypole parties, festivals, whatever, are always on the 1st May because it's a national public holiday in Germany. In Austria too, by the way. And so this is, I guess, in the whole Alpine region, the 1st of May is mostly, I guess in Switzerland too, also in northern Italy, I guess. So it's a public holiday in most of those regions. So they can celebrate and the people have time to be there. And actually in most of the towns or whatever, it's like the first outside event of the year. You know, it's like, so the first, okay, now it's warm again and we have better weather and whatever, so we can stay the whole day, maybe a little bit in the evening on the outside, and still, you know, nice and cozy weather, and so it's like the first, I don't know, patio or outside drinking event or day drinking event in the town, mostly. So it's like the opening of beer garden or outside drinking season
after National Beer Day.
After, yeah, in Freising and in Bavaria, you don't have that maybe in other regions.
Yeah,
but because not every town is celebrating the German
that's right,
or the Bavarian Beer Day, because a lot of towns they don't have breweries. So
yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
and right. So mostly the Maypole is most likely the first outdoor event, and it has a very traditional character on that, and a lot of food and beer connected to it.
And all we can do now is hope for good weather.
Absolutely. Yeah. So. And our student clubs here at the campus also are doing every year Maypole. And so they are doing it the first time after Corona. And we wish them luck, and I will be there.
All the best. And, you know, everybody out there, enjoy your Maypole festivities wherever in the world you're celebrating. And yeah.
And if you're sometimes, or when it happens at some point that you will be around the 1st of May in a Bavarian, Austrian, Swiss region, look out for a Maypole event. It's a great event where people come together, and that's something you can not experience anywhere else in the world, exactly. I promise you. Because today you can maybe celebrate Oktoberfest or Volksfest now a little bit more all over the world because they got so popular. But a real Maypole event, you only will happen here, and that's very unique and special.
So have a lot of fun on May 1st.
Yes.
And we'll hear from you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.